I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite a ceasefire agreement, fighting continues in at least one area of Ukraine. Now, Ukraine is accusing Russia of sending even more tanks and troops in. It's quiet in other areas, though. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says through local churches, aid's being distributed.
As these teams of church leaders and pastors go out and distribute this aid to some of the needy families and afflicted families, you know, just the opportunity for the gospel is there, and they distribute evangelistic literature as well as, you know, pray with the people.
As Christians become refugees themselves, Griffith says something good is happening.
When believers move on to other regions for safety purposes, they continue on ministering wherever they're at.
SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund provides resources for this work. $15 pays for a food pack for a family, while $56 buys warm clothes. The gospel's included with everything. Our website has links to give. And does your church have a good balance of outward and inward focus? Does your workplace share the gospel with your community? Well, these initiatives are important. In Central America, they might even fight crime. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance shares.
If they don't see hope, they can easily be swayed into joining things that are illegal, things that are not right. And so the church's job is to provide hope through the message of Christ, the message of the gospel, not just through proclamation and preaching and teaching, but through demonstration.
Global Advance just held the 2015 Nicaragua conference, where they encouraged Central American pastors and business leaders in their daily efforts to tell their community about Jesus. As these leaders head back to their daily lives, please pray they'll be able to put the new things into practice. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org. Type in the email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.